Everybody, this is the Creation Lightship radio station right now from BBS Radio, and we're in station two. We have a wonderful program, and today is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, so we'll be going there probably maybe 20 minutes before the hour approximately. And you want to request one specific healing, and it only works live when you're listening to us. If you're on an archive, it'll be this peace energy. Oh, let's clear the day today. And here we go. It's October 8th, 2016, and a couple of days will be 10-10. You know, that could be another situation, but we'll just clear through that right now. So here we go, clearing this today's date, releasing the energies off of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do that one again. Must be kind of heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And we'll expect the light beams on your monitor screen or screens, TV screen or whatever you have. So here we go. Bringing in peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And just going to release some of the aliens that are listening here. And if you had a wonderful time last night, we went to the Lightship at the end of the program, and we went to the Gold Dust Room. So if you wanted to send in a little testimonial how that felt for an hour, and maybe what you asked for and how it felt, that would be great. So let's get rid of the aliens that are wanting to leave here. And here we go. Count to 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okie doke. So, let's hear from you one of your situations, problems, etc. Program that the aliens gave you to run because it's not in light and it's bothering you. So think of it right now. Here we go. Releasing the energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, boy. Stronger. Energy there. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Oh, and then we also had on the call today that we had, I did a special session for physical healing. So if anybody had some benefit from that, you might want to also maybe just send us something. It's nice to talk about that in the programs here as we change what we're doing sometimes and be a little more creative to get better healing. So let's see if our co-host is here. Are you ready to go, Kathy?
I am. I'm ready to go to the Creation Lightship, but we'll wait till you're ready. And if anyone who's listening now would like to send in their healing room requests, please do so to Ron's usual radio email address, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com, or through the BBS Radio Fast Chat form. And we're on Station 2 tonight on October 8, 2016, Saturday night, on the live ship. So it's another opportunity to have some healing for yourself. You can ask the light beings for a healing on one physical body condition that you determine for yourself that you need. And today, Ron took us to the Creation Lightship for a ascension preparation healing call, as he said. Today was the first day of the series for the month, and we'll continue tomorrow, Sunday, October 9th, for 8 hours, beginning at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And Ron will also activate water during that and take us to various healing areas as well. So that will be this Sunday, followed by the 16th, and then again on the 30th. During the days of October 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, Ron will be either at or traveling to the New Life Expo in New York. And so he'll be busy over there with making a personal appearance, giving workshops, lectures, and, of course, at his exhibit in the exhibit area there at the Hotel Pennsylvania. You can see Ron there and sit in the light infusion chamber that he has to get really cleaned off and dusted off. So it's a very good feeling. It's like getting all the cords and slime off of you, to so to speak. And so those who've been through it know what I'm talking about. And it's always good to have, you know, to try it for the first time. It's just a healing chamber. And also, Ron encourages people to send their photo into him through email attachment. If you cannot attend, go to New York and attend the expo, of course, not everyone can. You can still get the benefits of the light infusion chamber by emailing him your photo as an attachment, and he will print it, put it in an envelope, and place it inside the light infusion chamber during that whole weekend. So you'll be continually cleared off whenever the light infusion chamber is turned on. So that is quite a good deal for us listeners, and quite a fair price at $100 for the entire weekend. So we thank you for that. So, Ron, at what date do you think would be the latest possible for someone to send in their photo to you should they want to do this, along with their donation of $100? I know you already have some photos you plan to take. And also, but anyway, what date would you like to have as a cutoff for people to send that photo to you?
I would say probably maybe Tuesday would be, the cutoff date.
Okay, I'm assuming you mean Tuesday the 18th?
That sounds correct, yes.
Okay. Okay, everyone, you heard it. Tuesday the 18th will be the day. Ron would like you to send your photo no later than the 18th of October. So he can, I know he's very busy getting ready for the expo. He has to travel and pack, of course, so we'll just try to do our best to stick to that date of October 18th for the photos and your donation to accompany the photo. You'll have to put in the subject line what it's for when he gets the email, so he'll understand that they're connected, what your intention is. Okay, so Ron, let's see if we have any other announcements. Not at the moment, but perhaps we could go to some emails and talk about some things that came up during the week.
Sure, that sounds good.
Okay, on one of the previous shows, I'm not sure which day. Go ahead.
I want to thank the person for sending the John Wayne movies. I got to figure out when it was. I thought, looking at it now, I think it may have been like 57 or something, but I know it was pretty early. Not as early as I thought, but I'll be viewing those to try to get the exact one which had it. So maybe somebody's already watched it. And somehow John Wayne was, I think, in Texas, and he had to go across the border to Mexico, to this town, to get to, I guess, two or three guys that maybe brought the stage or something. So it could have been could be Stagecoach, but, you know, I know it just had one name. But anyway, I'll get that so you can look at the chemtrails. I Googled it on Google, John Wayne chemtrails, and it came up, and they only show one in 71. But I think this was maybe prior to that. So I'll get some information. So anyway, I'm just, you know, just something that you might want to know about. So back to you.
Okay, well, this is really important to Ron. There's a lot of those John Wayne films. I saw that list that the listener kindly sent. Thank you so much. And that's going to be a lot to plow through. So if someone who likes Westerns a lot and maybe was a John Wayne fan could help Ron out, that would be great. He gave you some perimeters, so maybe you can find it before he does and let him know when it was, what movie that was.
I vaguely remember. I think it was like maybe 2 hours and 2 minutes into the movie, I think. Something like that. It just showed him kind of riding a horse, you know, at night. And all of a sudden, they panned over, and there it was. So I think it was about the two-hour spot, 2 hour, 2 minutes or something. So that might help people who just want to, maybe they have a lot of free time, or you have free time, you want to just click on his movies and go to about the two-hour spot in there and watch it for a few minutes and just see if it comes up. Anyway, so back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so moving on to another subject is I want to get to this email first because it's from a listener, a longtime listener, who was referring to a previous show where Ron and the other co-host discussed protection from alien interference while you sleep, and she had tried the idea of using aluminum foil, and she submitted a situation for Ron's opinion, and she also wanted to know if anyone else had had this happen to them before. And what the experience was, Ron, is I'll just tell you in brief because I know she sent you the letter too, was that she had a piece of heavy-duty aluminum foil that she started sleeping with. This is to kind of get discouraged, deflect alien attention, alien energy while you're asleep. And so anyway, she found out that she would put it different places on the back of her neck, cover her forehead, and then she would find in the morning that it would be crinkled up in a certain pattern. So then she put some more aluminum foil, this time under her blanket, just to cover her, not on her head, but on her body. And then in the morning, she found the same crinkled pattern. Now, this was a fresh sheet of aluminum foil. You know, they don't come crinkled. So it got that way in a certain pattern. She found this happened a few times, Ron. So she had intended to send you a photo of the pattern on the foil. It definitely was a pattern, not just, you know, someone turned over and it crinkled up that way. It was a pattern. I don't know if you saw the photo, Ron, but anyway, even if you did not see the photo, would you have any idea what's going on with that foil?
Boy, let me look here. It's more like I would say like a tattoo-type signature from the aliens, I think. So the race is trying to claim the body. That's what I would say.
Ooh.
So, very interesting. And then also on that John Wayne movie, they had two different movies of the same one. I'll just mention that. Because when I told somebody about it and they went to the spot that I was talking about, they couldn't find it. And they had to change it about a minute because one of the movies, the intro that I watched was maybe longer. And so, you know, they had to go back a minute. So anyway, it's just information there. So it all depends what they have on the beginning of the movie when you watch it. when the timer starts. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, so a suggestion just came in to a person who, the person who asked about the aluminum foil. Ron thinks it's like their signature stamp, you know, their calling card in a way. And but this person said that, that instead of sleeping with aluminum, they might want to try using a space blanket. Those cannot be imprinted upon, you know, and they provide a lot of warmth. And you can find them rather cheaply in first aid kits, also at dollar stores. They're more comfortable than Mylar, more comfortable than Reflectix, other things that Ron has suggested. I mean, this is for to sleep in. You can use those other things, they say, on the walls, you know, on your windows and things like that. But to sleep in, space blankets, also known as thermal blankets, are the thing to get. So, Ron, do you think those would help her make a neutrally charged field that she's trying to do here with the aluminum?
Boy,
instead of aluminum?
I don't know. And aluminum could have some negative effects. You'd have to almost try it. You'd have to probably get those blankets, you know, and then also try the aluminum and just see if there is a change there. I was surprised at that, the Mylar stuff, that was the, what's the name of it?
Reflectix.
Yeah. I want to say that again, Kathy?
Reflectix.
Okay. And I was surprised at that. That worked very, very well because it, you know, it looks silver and being Mylar, and I don't know, you know, what type of material they use to make it look silver. So, but anyway, I would just say try it and see and, you know, what's going on. Yeah. What happened was a long time ago, I went to an expo, and you know, I knew about the you know, the aluminum foil, so I went to California, and it was Santa Clara, and they had a conspiracy conference there. And I think this was either 2005 or 2006, and it was at I think their convention center. But anyway. From there are some people there, young kids, at least to me they were young. They were probably in their 18 to maybe to 24, something like that, maybe just out of high school going to college. And they were trying to sell people different types of things to ward off the aliens. Well, at the conspiracy conference, right away all the mainline speakers, you know, were not interested, number one, and they were there just to sell their books. And the people really weren't too much into alien stuff back then, the conspiracy stuff. They were looking more like for government stuff and, you know, maybe, you know, do we land here or land there? But anyway, these kids had this. And then at the end of the event, being bored because nobody came to the booth, they kind of, you know, put these things on. So one of the boys put on pants, underwear, we'll call it, you know, that was out of tin foil. A girl did it, you know, having a bra on, you know, over her bra, you know, and you know, took her shirt off and had that, and then they put these hats on, kind of looked like they're in the medieval days, you know, and they're walking around with it and having a great time. And the other people thought they were nuts, but, you know, that was what they were selling. And they also had some kind of solution that they were selling, too, to ward off the aliens, but, you know, that was a long, long time ago. Anyway, so they actually were showing that to people, too, and, you know, people just didn't understand it, you know. So, anyway... you have to try the different types just to see how well they work. That's what I would say. So back to you. And oddly enough, you don't have to ground it, okay? Typically, in electronics, you need to ground something to the earth to take that charge and just charge it, okay? And somehow you don't have to ground this. You can just have it floating. And so when I mentioned this, the aluminum foil to one of the people, I was doing a workshop after the expo in New York a long time ago. And I told him about that. And he said, yeah, I'm under attack all the time. I tell my taxi cab driver. So he went and he got his, he wore like a baseball hat. So he got a little baseball hat and he put the foil inside of it. And he came to a next workshop that I had and he showed me the hat. He goes, yeah, this works good. You know, it's kind of warm though, but it works great. So anyway, you have to try it out just to see if that really thin stuff will be an alternative or not for you. But, you know, whatever you use, you want to make sure that it works. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, so I want to thank everyone for their suggestions. If they have anything else to add to the situation here regarding replacing aluminum foil, I think it's doing more to attract aliens than deflect them. You know, try some of those other things. And there's a website someone sent in you can look up on the different material. It's called Uline, ULINE.com, and it has silver thermal material in rolls and lots of different ideas on how to use it. And some of it's pretty attractive. You can put it in your house or the top of your car on your roof, and it will look like you can make it look like part of the decor. Why not? Whatever works is the best. So if anyone's done anything that's worked, I'm sure Ron would be interested in hearing about that and could share it with others, because I know we've got some technical people who have been on this situation with alien intrusions for years. So
I do know something. At least in two of my vehicles, I have put that on the roof. You know, so I do use that reflexive, you know, at the Lowell's that I purchased it, and I put it right over the roof, and it does help. I won't say that it's helping the aliens from connecting to you. Very possibly it is, but it makes your driving better because you don't have all that cell phone crap. So we just forget about the aliens. Get all that energy from the cell phone towers hitting you, and it does help that. So for the mainstream, that could help somebody. Anyway, what else is cooking, Kathy?
Okay, on to another subject. That was pretty good, though. Some responses for your request on how people felt in the gold dust room for an hour on the Creation Light Chip last night. Someone wrote in, felt cuddly and warm, like they were in a very warm, comfortable blanket and didn't really want to leave. It was very cozy-like. Someone else wrote that they felt it was absolutely extravagant, kind of awesome, and very healing. And there's really no words to how it described, but they just know it was very beneficial and wouldn't mind going back there again. Okay, thank you very much for those, and I'll read any others that might be coming in. And let's see, there's a testimonial here, what this is about. Oh, okay. So last night on the show with Friday night, October 7th, you and Ann discussed what listeners were concerned about, a very powerful, large, alien-looking hurricane that's headed, you know, certain areas in the East Coast and the Southeast. And so you made some suggestions, Ron, of clearings to run, and this person wrote in that they did run your free clearing called Environmental Imbalance Timeline Crash to help a family in the direct path of this hurricane. And they were telling you now that the results are more than they expected. The family did not have to evacuate, and they had minimal inconvenience from the storm. So they appreciate that suggestion, just running it for someone else. And then another listener said she also tried not to get tied into the storm, but was timeline crashing another storm that was headed her way in the Midwest, and it was needed. And so eventually that storm went north, so it changed direction. And so she was very glad about that, and she was taking care of her area last night. So, but she did hear, you know, that some people were without power, so she ran some clearings to help them, and was very appreciative of the suggestions, and very nice of people to try to help others out, because that could be very devastating, those kind of storms. Gosh. All right, so someone sending in a, here's a question from last night's program that came in a little bit late in the show, so it didn't get read. And so he wants your opinion, Ron. He's clearing timelines for, he's running the Earth Protection Timeline Crash, the Imbalance Timeline Crash, and Gray Skies on his address. Okay, so then he's also doing the Upside Down and Tangent Timeline Crashing with it. So he's asking if he can also remove all muscle memory timelines and vortexes on timelines with this method. So he wants to add those things on all those healings.
I would try it and just see what happens. I would just maybe limit it to a certain time frame so you can see if it's working or not. Because you need to be specific. So if you have, like, muscle memory, you know, from something, cellular memory, maybe you might want to go back 100 years, you know, what your parents will say, grandparents, parents, you, and just see if that can be, you know, taken away. And, that's sort of why we have on the whole life clearing, you can get the seven generational ones, too. But you might try it and just see, I'm sure it'll be effective, but how much I don't know. Oh, I think we'll go to the light shift probably in about 15 minutes for the people listening here. The Earth was gooped up again, I think. It just seems to be like every night something happens. So if you wake up in the morning and you feel like you're walking sideways or a lot of people who are sensitive will actually have a physical body ache or pain or headache, backache, kidneys are hurting, and when that happens, you know something's screwed up. So hopefully, we'll get all of them, and that'll be it. But so many of them out there. I'm now looking at the few things left that have come into the Galactic Federation energies. A lot of them got taken out a long time ago, but they're kind of regrouping and looking at these now. We might be doing some battles with these races out there that are trying to take over the planet, too. So, and anyway, that's what I'm looking at probably right now, is getting rid of these critters. I'm using that term loosely. So, and I was talking to some people today, and It's really, I don't know what other word to use. There's the F word, which works for everything, and I don't think it's a stronger word, but it's so awful having to live your life dealing with these things. You know, you wake up in the morning, you wake up at night, you get pinpricks, and you watch babies jumping around in the mother's arms, as they're attacking their feet, and, I mean, like, geez, So anyway, you're living an awakening nightmare sometimes. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Kathy. So,
well, I'm sure all of us are, kind of understanding what you're saying here, Ron, and we appreciate it, because just some of the things that you do share with us, you keep it light for us, and I appreciate that too. I don't really want to hear the details. I'm sorry, you have to see them. But we do appreciate you, Ron. And so you mentioned something about, people feeling a little bit off, maybe because of these goofy Earth energies and them trying to capture it, capture the Earth. Someone's asking you if, in your opinion, if he needs to be restored and what you'd suggest. He's been enlisted as a sovereign soldier for 4 years, and he feels his neck and left shoulder and left arm and hand need some healing. He wondered if the damage was incurred as a result of doing what was needed on the space timelines. Any insight there?
Typically, whoever you're with, your group that you're fighting with, they will, facilitate and fix you, or go somewhere to get you fixed, or you might go to my medical ship and get fixed. So, typically, you should not have any problems with doing battles. You know, you may wake up with the pain, but that should be remedied within probably a day. So I would say if you have something for more than 3 days, typically, because you're going to be, you know, you're conscious of what's going on. So let's just say you had your hand blown off, okay? And, that's going to be corrected. It's not going to, you're not going to stand there, there'll be blood and looking for your hand. It'll be created for you. And you're going to now have full functionality with your hand, even though something happened to it. So I would not say that what you're dealing with, not a physical thing here, is anything to do with going out, battling the aliens. So it would be probably something else. And if you, all you have to do is request that they fix you. There's nobody there doing battles. There's nothing, there's nobody who's dying. There's nobody who is, dealing with situations that's not fixable. You know, there's no, people in therapy or wheelchairs or anything else who are doing the battles. You're all 100% perfect after you come back. And if you, even if something happened really bad, you will be restored. So I would say 3 days would be probably maximum to have that done. And you're also, squawking up there about it, so they're going to fix you instantly. So you do have something. I would say it's not from, 99.9%, not from going out fighting the aliens. Back to you.
Yeah, and like you said, if it was, they would be healed. I do remember this distinct, profound testimony of someone who'd had a foot problem for over 10 years, and once they were enlisted, they wrote to you saying that they believe they had a whole new foot because the certain problem that they couldn't get rid of and they had was very painful for 10 years was gone. And I think you said that they did get a new foot. They did get a whole new body part, and that could happen to the people who get certain things completely, that body parts that got in the way of a laser or something. So anyway, that's good. We're going to the light ship tonight. So if the listener is on any time when Ron is live on this program Saturday night and we go to the light ship, you can always ask for the healings and register as well to be a frequent flyer on his 8-hour intensives. A lot of people get healing there, and you work on it on a physical level as well. Ron, another testimony just came in about the gold dust healing. They're writing that their whole body felt warm, and they felt that their whole body was covered with gold dust as they lay down. It was covering me, but they could still breathe, and they were so relaxed that they fell asleep, and it was so wonderful and much needed. See, I can understand this person's trying to convey. It's just hard to find the actual words to. It's like maybe, you were cradled so gently and warmly in this gold dust. It was just completely extravagantly beautiful. So thank you for sending that testimony in. And there's a couple other questions, and I'm watching the time, Ron. It's 37 after. Someone's offering a sleep protocol. This did come up before. They're offering it again to repeat it again in case someone might have missed it. But this was sent in, I think, and read on a previous show. but I'll just read it real quick. Someone said that they don't have dreams anymore. They do because they listen to the audio called 12 Source Energies, and they run a lot of the free clearings while they're asleep, and a timeline crash during the night that says, crash all my dreams timelines for the day, for that night, the date of that night. And then they listen to the audio samples on the creationlightship.com website. That's Ron's website. And when they do listen to the 12 source energies, they say it makes a big difference, because now that they've been doing this, if they do get a dream, they become aware of the fact that they're in a dream and it's not where they're supposed to be, and that they're getting pulled onto a timeline. So they wake themselves up, call their spirit back, and do the mind-to-heart drop, and then command to be on the Creation Lightship Now timeline. And they say that works great. This is after doing years of clearings and getting into the habit of the mind-to-heart drop and calling back your spirit and asking your spirit to stay in your body when you go to sleep. Now their waking and sleeping life continues to get more and more peaceful and wonderful. And that's really a great accomplishment, which is pretty good. It's what we want. Good night's sleep is very valuable, Ron. We thank you for the opportunity to get to that place. And thank you so much for submitting this, listener. I'm sure it'll help a lot of people. And, you know, some of the things you can't do all the time. But I do want to mention that the 12 Source Energies audio is available in several places. Ron made a couple of recordings last year in January. If I could find the date, I'll let you know. But otherwise, I do know that it's available on the Contact Talk Radio icon on Ron's homepage under CTR Archives. And it's under All Years Mirror Sight, All Years Mirror Sight. And it's show number 32 on Contact Talk Radio. And you have to listen to it through the iTunes media player on that link. And it does keep people to get to sleep, help you get to sleep. Okay, Ron, it's 20 till. Do you want to take a break now and go to the Creation Light Ship or anything else?
Yeah, we could do that. So this only works live, like we mentioned earlier. Every Saturday show, when you go to the Lightship, if we go, you have to be listening live to go there. So that's you're going to be having peace energy. And you bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. You can be bi-located. You're not going to be, out of your seat or your bed or chair, whatever you are in right now. But you're going to be able to probably sense the peace energy and feel the light team's working with you. So here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we always go to the hot tub room for detox. We'll go into the centrifuge room right now, pain release, floating magnet room, and oxygen. Well, now we're going to see what we have for people's comments and what they'd like to experience. And you must request out loud one particular healing, and you can also say that you now ask your body or command your body to accept the healing energy. So here we go. We're going to go into the crystal detox area, and you can select what type of crystals you like. Maybe amethyst, hematite, or something. Anyway, whatever you think you may want to have. Here we go. Going into this room, you can feel the crystal energy that you requested. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Going into the dragon room, and there's three dragons coming. So here they are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The white tigers, that's good. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'm going to go One, two, three, four, and five. And deer, stronger, stronger, and stronger. The dolphin room, you select what color dolphins you like. I'll bring people, if you wish, to the pink dolphins. But there's other ones, too. But here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And bunny room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And little rabbits here. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's get one more room here. We'll go into the room with the rainbow waterfall. So one, two, three, four, five. And one other energy we're going to see. And let's go into, we'll go to the gold dust room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And we got, I'll do one more room here. And this will be the rose room with the roses or flowers. Your choice. Some flowers look beautiful, so we can see them too. And request your healing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so you should feel the energy is coming into your body. And be coming back now. So we're going to be coming back. And here we go. Up to five. One, two, three, four, and five. You're here now. I feel a little different, and we'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Oh, okay. That was great. Like the white tigers. So Ron just took us to the Creation Light Ship and back again to the Gold Dust Room, which was very pleasant. Let me check here. We got another testimony, Ron. Someone wrote that they really wanted to appreciate, thank you so much for the hour in the Gold Dust Room last night. They were thrilled and kind of in awe to be in the Gold Dust Room, and their head and brain was seriously buzzing from the energy in the Gold Dust Room. They felt very energized and peaceful. So that's a very well put, and another different kind of reaction, whereas other people felt more like sleeping and very relaxed.
I might do that tomorrow then, since we have some comments about it. So on the 8-hour call tomorrow, I think we'll do that. So that sounds great to me.
Oh, great. Thank you. Well, that's something to look forward to. All right, so another question came in about the state of the Earth, and you had mentioned before that you had turned the light off on the planet, and so the reason why you did that, and so they're wondering if the light is still off, Ron.
Yep, it is definitely off. Definitely off. The aliens have been trying to bring in some false light, they, since you mentioned that, they've been taken out as I'm looking at the situations here. So there is no light, source light at all, or imitations coming into the planet here. Oh, back to you.
All right. Let's see. Okay, someone is asking your opinion. She's running the Spirit Barcode Removal. And that's a clearing that's 10 hours long, and wants to know if they could pause it, you know, frequently, stop it, and resume later.
No, I would just put your picture in front of it and continue on. If you have to change the different screens on it or anything, then, you know, you need to do that. But, you know, if it's just, you know, you not being in the room or something, then put a picture up. You want to do that normally, continuously.
Good point.
And if it does break down into sections, you could do one section at a time, but you have to complete it. And, you know, normally people have their picture in front anyway when they do it, in case they have to go to the restroom, but they got to leave their house to get something. That clearing still works for them, whatever they're doing. So, back to you.
Okay, let me look through here. Ron is going to be giving a workshop, as I said before, at the New Life Expo. And if you can't attend, there are some really good YouTube videos of Ron at that New Life Expo that were filmed a couple of years ago, part one, part two, part three. And he talks about what happens when you meditate and how to be a real human again. He talks about how we're like rats in a maze. And how to get off timelines. So they're on the Mr. Oxygen 1 channel, and these sometimes do get overlooked because there's so many YouTube videos with Ron, but the Mr. Oxygen channel is one that Ron has approved to put up about him, and this person, Mr. Oxygen, is a friend of Ron's and did a really good job since the very beginning years ago to record these and make these available for us to watch. So there's quite a lot of good information in there. If you want to learn a little bit more about what Ron's up to, what he's talking about, why he's taking us to the Creation Lightship, what his mission is here, and how, you know, the things he talks about with aliens, about they are real. I mean, it is definitely a problem here. And now what do we do about it? And who are we and who are we not? And we learn a little bit about how we're a slave to so many things in the planet, and we're in such a box. And Ron is one of the only people, I mean, probably the only that I know, that offers these solutions on an energetic level to get us freed and liberated and back to who we really are rather than who we are not. So they're very worthwhile to investigate and listen to. And even when you're maybe trying to go to sleep, you can listen to them also. They're very kind of soothing, actually. There's the topics don't sound soothing, but Ron makes it very appealing to listen to. It's very harmonious with the body. And he does healings on the videos as well. So I just want to mention those. The Mr. Oxygen 1 channel has a lot of great YouTube videos with Ron at these expos. Okay, Ron, so let me see if there's any more emails that we can read here. So you did mention that the Earth is, the light is still turned off, but someone's asking now, is the Earth in alignment?
Yes, it is. Thank you for asking.
Okay. All right, that's good to know. Okay, Ron, well, if there's nothing else, then I'll turn it over to you for any healings that you usually like to do or any information you'd like to share this time. Do have a couple of questions that came in, but they're about clones. Would you like me to read those instead?
Sure. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, this person wants to know how you can actually tell if someone was abducted and cloned out like you discussed last night, Friday night. And they're starting to see signs in their two adult children, but they're looking for a little bit more clues.
Okay. So your children, you know, will be like you. We could just look at that. So let's say that you're kind of curious now. The first thing is maybe bring up something from the past, say 3-4 years ago, and see if they remember, okay? And that's way. They may not have the memory of that instantly, but they may, you know, get it dumped into them in 15 seconds. Perhaps, what was the year of that first car, you know, you drove? Now, and just see what they do. And, you know, maybe ask kind of what color it was, or what's the model number of that, you know, or something like that, you know. And then from there, you can give them a hug. I don't recommend that, but you could give them a hug, and you're going to notice that they feel you might as well be hugging a dish rag, you know. There's going to be no energy at all there. They're physical, but, you know, normally family members, you all know that, you know, if you had 20 people in the room and you're blindfolded and you had these 20 people walk in front of you and one of these was one of your children or even your spouse, you're going to feel their energy instantly. So I think you can all agree with that. Go, yep, I know. I can tell my son or my daughter, you know, very easily. So when you give them a hug, if they just feel like, you know, like nothing is there, you know that they're cloned out. You know that they are a clone. Not that they're cloned. Yeah, cloned out's good, but know that they are a clone replica, okay, of who used to be there. The next thing is their eyes won't be very bright, or they could be overly bright. So that could be another situation going on. But, you know, those are the two main things. You know, find out something from the past, if they remember it or not. You have any ideas, Kathy?
Well, I think this person was listening to our phone, our, you know, radio program that we had on the clone topic, and I believe that that's probably where she might have gotten the idea to ask. But if not, I would suggest that try to listen to that program again, because there were quite a few submissions from other people who thought that there were some definite signs there that they noticed.
And if you are like in a different country or something, on the 8-hour call, we do have people in other countries, and if you're a day ahead, which some, you know, countries are, and you can't be on the call because for us it's Sunday, but for you it's Monday, you can still get on the call absentee. Just pay for the call, and you will be on the call, even though, you know, you're a day ahead of us. That does happen. Black glue clearing. Who can do that here? So let's release the black glue. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and we got the green goo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we got that slime energy. This is what people sometimes give you, too. So let's release that here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. I don't know what you want to do, Kathy. We probably got 5 minutes here at least. So what do we... Any ideas?
Well, I do want to just announce that normally, last year we did some radio programs for ARC for veterans, and I'm not sure if you'll be able to do anything like that this year since you'll be at the expo. But we did them last year at this time, and went into quite a lot of detail. And I know this was announced last month, but since we are in October now, I just like to announce it again that there are October 23rd as early great archive for veterans and a lot of healings, and it could also help people who have feel like they've been damaged or wounded while they were a sovereign soldier. So. You might want to listen to some of those archives. October 23rd and October 30th are the two primary shows that Ron did specifically for veterans. And he put a lot of research and time into it. did a lot of thorough healings. A lot of suggestions were given to him. I mean, all the listeners contributed with ideas of what Ron could heal. So should there be an archive while Ron's at the expo, those would be some great suggestions of substantial healings for people to listen to October 23rd and October 30th of 2015.
I'm also thinking, since you mentioned that, you may wish to purchase maybe another, okay, natal barcode. I think it's like $50, I believe. And put, if you are a soldier, okay, in the military, or a policeman or whatever, you know, you have the same contracts going on basically, you may want to use when you first enlisted, as the brand new you, you go to war, because you got put on a war timeline. And your NATO barcode, which you normally would use, is what the aliens did to you at your birth. Okay, so this other one is for being on the enlistment timeline, and you could put your situations into that. Know that you that's haunting you, let's put it that way. That'd be a whole brand new different one, because it's a different you, and the aliens aren't controlling that, because you chose to do that, and so now you chose to go into a war timeline. Even if you didn't go to war, you know, you still enlisted, okay, or maybe you were drafted, but either way, that's what I would suggest doing, to help you eliminate a lot of those codes that probably would not be touched in the other clearings. It's a different you. Hope you understand that, everybody. So back to you. You know, I have people who talk to me. They go, yeah, my son went, you know, into boot camp or whatever, and, you know, now that I see him, he's a changed person. Doesn't look the same. Looks different. Acts different, and he has not been in battle at all, but he's different. So you want to get that person that you knew, or you, off of that timeline. So back to you, Kathy. Let's do the spirit in and out. So here we go. So this will help you to feel a little better, get more energy into your body. So spirit's going to come out of your body and come in through your feet. Very, very simple. So out and in, 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 out and in. So you should feel heavier. Body may be tingling or buzzing. Oh, here we go. Back to you, Kathy.
And for anyone who wants to do the spirit out and in for themselves while they're listening to a healing or getting online healing, Ron has made an audio of that, spirit out and in, and one of our listeners kindly captured it on an MP3, and we've put it on the reminders tab on the BBS Fast Chat link to our Fast Chat feedback form. At the very top where it says reminders, there's a tab that says reminders, and you can click on that, and you can find the audio of the spirit out and in there, as well as other audios that Ron has recorded for our benefit that are on a repeat. So they work really great with these healings. If you want to just do that for yourself at home in conjunction with any healings that you're doing. So thanks for doing that, Ron. And I do want to mention that those of you who wrote to thank Ron for all he's done for the planet and the Earth and all he's given us so much to help us live here, it's just incredible. And lately, just all these wonderful treats he's been giving us and the healings, the free healings. I'd like to just say that, just coming from me, another way to show and demonstrate your appreciation to Ron is through a donation. He doesn't ever ask, but they are available to, there are PayPal links on his website where you can make a donation, you know, of any amount you are able to demonstrate your appreciation to Ron. I know what these expos he does are an extraneous expense, and he doesn't, you know, he just, they, he tries, he makes them very nice, and it's his desire to make public appearances. He doesn't have to, but he does, and the radio programs are free to us, but not to Ron. So we want to keep the website going and the radio programs and have access to Ron. It would be really great if we all just, you know, did a little bit of maybe, you know, when you can, a donation to Ron. So anyway, the minimal amount is $20 on the PayPal, and that would make a, you know, a lot of difference to show Ron your appreciation too, and help him keep on with what he's doing. Very important mission to us and the planet. Okay, Ron, so it's a little bit after, almost 8, so I'll turn it back over to you for our final healings, like the Mind to Heart Drop, and we'll see everybody tomorrow who's registered for the 8-hour intensive, tomorrow, Sunday or Monday, if you're in another country.
Hey,
back
so
to you, Ron.
Hey, so the Mind to Heart Drop, you need to command your spirit out loud. To do this, otherwise you're in mind energy when you think it, and that's in darkness. The aliens will get you. So you don't. That's what you want to do, is be in the present moment so that you're free of that and you can be in peace. So here we go. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. Here we go. You might even feel your thoughts dropping down, the heaviness going into your heart here. Then you're going to feel light and feel peace. So here we go. You're not going to feel love. Love is duality. Love is darkness. You're going to feel peace. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. So blessings, thank you, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.